MGTOW TV up and running, you know, I had to put tens of thousands of my own hard-earned money. And again, I worked 15 hours a day. I lived in a fucking car delivering pizza to get MGTOW TV working. You know, I had to better my skills as a developer. I had to hire a sys administrator. I had to fucking go out and do a lot of high brain power stuff. Do you guys realize how much work goes into MGTOW TV behind the scene? It's not just the fucking computer code. It's the servers, it's the APIs, so much stuff goes into MGTOW TV, guys. And let me tell you something, okay? MGTOW TV actually wouldn't be losing money if we were only live stream only. Let me say that one more time. If MGTOW TV was only live stream only, meaning that we don't host videos, MGTOW TV would actually be somewhat profitable if we were not hosting videos. Why? Because you guys have to understand, all those videos on MGTOW TV, they have to be stored somewhere, okay? Those videos on MGTOW TV, you know, they're not in the cloud somewhere. They're actually stored on a server, okay? So the more content we have on that server, the more we have to pay for space, okay? Just to give you an idea, we have 11 terabytes of data. We have 11 terabytes of videos. That's a whole lot of videos, okay? And we stream about 100 terabytes a month. That's a lot of shit to stream, okay? That's a lot of data for us to hold. Now, our server, you see, guys, here's what you guys need to understand, okay? When you guys put a video on MGTOW TV from 3 years ago, even though nobody may watch that video ever again, guess what? That video is still stored on our server. So when you guys add videos to MGTOW TV, all those videos are getting added, are piling up on the server. Even though you guys may watch that video once or twice and that's it, and that video might be 3 years old, every time, here's how it works. Every time a video goes on MGTOW TV, the server, the space that we need on the server goes up and up and up and up and up. Eventually, guys, we're going to run out of space on the server we have. And therefore, we have to go out and buy a bigger server, okay? So, and this is why I created Manosphere.tv. Now, a lot of you guys out there have been asking me, Amar, why did you create Manosphere TV? What's the difference between Manosphere TV and MGTOW TV, okay? The difference, software-wise, tech-wise, there's absolutely no difference between MGTOW TV and Manosphere TV. Tech-wise, software-wise, they are identical. It's just that a lot of people out there are not comfortable with MGTOW TV. Guys, MGTOW TV has been around for almost 3 years, okay? In 3 years, we only had one investor. I'm sorry, not one investor. We had one advertiser, and we had one sponsor, okay? 3 years, one advertiser, one sponsor in 3 fucking years. And we lost Google AdSense a couple of years ago because, well, Google doesn't like MGTOW for obvious reasons. So I created Manosphere TV as a way to bring in people. You know, when you bring in more content creators, especially like Andrew Tate and what have you, you're going to get more people. You want to reach the mainstream audience. Also, at the same time, you want to get advertisers. Guys, I cannot stress this enough. Advertiser money is important, okay? The memberships on MGTOW TV is barely enough to pay the bills as it is. Eventually, when we get a new server, we're going to have to pay more for that server, okay? MGTOW TV, the memberships on MGTOW TV simply will not be enough for me to buy a new bigger server as we get more and more videos up there, okay? This is why ad money is important. Now, granted, when we had Google AdSense a couple of years ago, we were making like, you know, $150, $200 a month. But hey, that $200, that paid for a lot of things, believe it or not. So, Manosphere TV right now, Manosphere TV is ad friendly, and I want to keep it that way. And, you know, the reason why nobody wants to advertise on MGTOW TV other than MGTOW, it's because of sexually, not explicit, but sexually suggestive content. Guys, MGTOW TV is blacklisted by every advertiser. Listen, guys, I've had a lot of advertisers reach out to me and they say, hey, we love the engagement on your website, we love the number of visitors that come to your website, but we can't advertise on your website because you have videos of naked women, you know, thumbnails of women with their breasts showing. So MGTOW TV has been blacklisted by all the advertisers, okay? Even the smutty advertisers don't want to advertise on MGTOW TV. So, and that's fine, guys. That's fine, okay? You guys can continue uploading, you know, questionable stuff on MGTOW TV. That's not a problem because nobody wants to advertise with us anyways. But when it comes to Manosphere TV, guys, we have to be a little bit more, we have to be a little bit more appropriate on Manosphere TV. Because again, I cannot stress this enough. Ad money is extremely important because ad money pays a good amount of our bills, okay? Again, if we were simply a live streaming platform, MGTOW TV would be fine. But because we have to host all these videos, you know, every video you guys add to MGTOW TV, this is how, you know, it goes up and up and up. So, hosting the video, server storage, that's our biggest cost, okay? If you guys remember, you know, 2 years ago, you know, we were paying almost $1,100 just to store our videos. Now, we were using a AWS compliant company. We weren't using AWS, we were using a company like AWS, and we were paying at one point well over $1,000 to store the videos. So I, because I know what I'm doing, I actually stored the videos on our own servers, okay? But even at that, you still have to get a bigger server after you max out your current server. So when we max out our current server to get a bigger server, more money. So without ad money, I cannot afford to pay for MGTOW TV without ad money, okay? So the whole point of Manosphere TV, again, number one, to get the content creators out there who do not want to be associated with MGTOW, and number two, to get ad money, okay? So with me, Amar Mitwali, I can sit here and tell you guys the truth to your face. Why? Because not only do I have an amazing work ethic, I also have the brain power, the skill set, the dedication, the commitment to actually be able to generate wealth, okay? You see, I generate wealth by creating, okay? This is why I'm a software, I'm not a developer, I'm a fucking engineer. As an engineer, you engineer shit, you make shit happen. You guys have to remember, we are the people who build the pyramids, not Egyptians. Egyptians are idiots. I'm Jewish, as you guys know, okay? So we engineer shit. We Jews are the best when it comes to creating wealth, okay? We create wealth, okay?